Thank you for holding. Thank you,
James.
Yeah.
Hey, James. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
What's up? Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a busy morning, but good problem to have.
Not a bad thing.
I understand. Yeah, it's always better to be too busy than not busy enough. I understand that you were speaking with Tara. She just asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details with you. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
No, I just would need like confirmation and proof that, you know, it is Google, you know.
Yeah,
before I pay
absolutely.
For anything.
100%. Okay. So our company name is Local Splash. That's actually the name of our business. We're a premier Google partner. So Google doesn't actually call people, especially about online listings and advertising. That usually goes through the Google Partner Program. But I can prove that we are a Google partner. Do you get texting on this number?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Bear with me for just a moment. I'm going to send two text messages over. The first one's going to be a link to our reviews. So that way you can see Local Splash, like our reviews and our track record there. And then the second one is just going to be a simple Google search where you can ask Google, hey, is Local Splash a Google partner? And Google and their AI overview will clearly let you know, yes, these people are affiliated with us as a partner. So here comes the first one. All right. Let me know when that one comes through.
Hey, let me, 1 second, please.
Okay. Oh, you're driving. Oh, yeah. Definitely keep the hands free.
Yeah.
Totally fine. Yeah, I sent both of them over. That way you know you're speaking with the right people. But the Google partners, basically what happens when a position opens up, Google will create a list of the potential businesses that could qualify for that spot. And then they'll give it to us as their partners. We call down the list. So we go down and we find the business owner that's going to fill the spot. We also build their website for them, build all the content, verify their Google listing, and then we customize the campaign for that business owner to make sure they're listed for the right services and the right areas that they want to be found for. So that, what was that? I'm sorry. Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of times business owners, like, for example, James, you're probably really great at concrete, right? But at the end of the day, you probably don't want to jump on a computer or don't know how to jump on the computer and do the optimization, right? And so this, right. So the business owners that you see up there, they have help, right? They have Google partners that are hosting it. Google understands, like, we needed the partners. Otherwise, business owners are just not going to engage in what it takes to actually be up there and stay up there. So we do all that legwork and let you focus on just answering the calls and taking care of the actual jobs as they come through. Obviously, try to generate as good a reviews as you can. So definitely a partnership. We'd be working together with you to make sure we're getting as many online leads and job opportunities as possible. Okay. All of our programs, they come with a tracking system, so you'll actually be able to see specifically what's coming from us. We have an app in the App Store called the Local Splash app. You can download. It's free. In that free app, you also have access to a free custom website design, so you would get your own .com website as a part of our service. Okay, and we'll customize that, maintain it for you. Anytime you want to make changes, that'll just be a part of the service. It's no extra charge to you, and all the hosting is included as well. All right. And then Tara told me that you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's. She just sent me a link here. Okay. Do you like that service? Oh, Oh, it's new. Okay. Well, that's good, because that means, I mean, you're still within your right of rescission period. The hardest part about getting on Google, not so much the cost, but it's the availability of these spots, you know, and we have the spot open, and I think that could be a huge game changer for you at this point, because Home Advisor by Angie's is a reseller of Google Leads. So they actually use Google advertising. You'll see them on Google if you look up concrete in the area, but their listing will be like the 10 best concrete contractors, you know, and then if somebody fills out that form, that's the information that they would be sending to you. But a lot of times that information will get sent to like two or three other contractors on the list. So you're kind of competing for the leads in that system. Whereas with this, we're actually creating your site, your Google business profile with your reviews and your phone numbers. So the customers are contacting you directly. It's not going through our third-party system. We're not charging you lead fees either. So it's not going to go to three or four other guys, and you're not going to get hit with like a lead fee or a charge for each call that you get.
Yeah,
it's just a flat monthly rate to keep you up there. You see the difference between the two?
Okay.
I'm going to send over the pricing page here. I know you're driving, so I'll try to just send a hyperlink that you could just click on like the other ones. Give me one second here. You on the way to a job right now? Oh, material, okay. One of those days, huh?
Yeah, let me look.
Where do you often get your material from? Is that a local supplier?
Yeah, it depends on what it is, too. Usually have people who are contract suppliers, work out.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, got it. Yeah, there's a company called Bacala Concrete Corporation. I don't know. Yeah, they actually just started a Google campaign. But they want to be listed for concrete supplying, not actually contracting. You're cutting out real bad, James.
Yeah, let me take down this part.
Oh, okay. But yeah, they're basically just being listed for concrete supplier, not actually like concrete contractor. So it wouldn't be a conflict for what we're doing with you. Yeah, they're trying to market for two different things. They're trying to market to guys like you. Yeah, totally different. There's a few different ones, though. It's like Heritage and Cullian and Adamsdale, Rhode Island Ready Mix. There's so many different ones. Concrete Quick LLC, Riverhead Building Supply. Yeah, I can hear you a little bit. You're cutting out a lot, though.
I know all those guys.
Oh, yeah. They're all companies that, you know, in order to even get found as a business on Google, you have to have, like, your own Google profile that's verified. So they're all within a system to where they had to have gone through this. Whether they continue to use the advertising, some of them do, some of them don't. But the benefit to even going through it once is that you get to keep all your online listings. You stay Google verified, even if you leave the first page placement later. So I don't think that'll happen with you. Obviously, if you spend a dollar, you make 10. You don't have a problem spending that dollar again each month, especially if you've already gone as far as to start up with Home Advisor by Angie's. You're probably looking to bring jobs in anyway, and that's what this will do for you. But, you know, it is month to month. So it's like, hey, if you ever decided I'm going to hold off on it, you know, you don't have to worry about losing your website and everything, either. We don't go in there and maliciously like try to delete the stuff we create. We just stopped doing the optimization though. So people looking up concrete contractor will not see you anymore if we stop working together.
Well, if I kick them off, would I be able to come back up the next month?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's times where we're human, you know. It's not an AI-run company. So, you know, if you tell us, hey, I have a family emergency, or hey, this time of the year, I need to hold off on it, like, we get it. We typically will just suspend the listing, and then, you know, we usually can only suspend it for a month or two before Google says, hey, either reactivate the account with them or find another contractor in the area to put on the first page.
Okay.
Yeah, they always want to make sure they have a certain level of recommendations for people doing those keyword searches. Yeah. But I sent over the pricing page. There's a package in there that would be ideal for you as a new company. It's called the Platinum Package. It's advertised at the very bottom of the screen as $5.99 month-to-month with a $2.99 setup fee. What I was thinking I could do for you is I could apply a new in business credit that will allow me to waive all setup fees on the packages. So that will save you about $300 right there. But then also what I'll do for you, if you're willing to come on board with us today, since you just signed up with HomeAdvisor, I'll cut the rate down to just $2.99. For the Platinum Package. So you're basically, we'd be paying our lowest package pricing structure, which is what we charge for the Essential. Basically, like if we found a business that already had website and everything and they just wanted the placement, we'd go $2.99 month to month. So you'll get that rate, but I'm going to give you everything in the Platinum. So you do get the website, you know, Facebook advertising, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. It'll basically be like a one-stop shop for you. That way you don't have to go around trying 100 different things and having 100 different bills floating around.
Right.
And then we'll definitely find the solution. I mean, through the app and the tracking system, you might find that Facebook works better for you than Yelp or than Yellow Pages or, you know, Bing actually works better than...
Oh, just a bad time of year for that. You know?
I mean, that might be why it's open to begin with. To be honest, but the guys that benefit from it are typically, hey, you got the spot, you know, you're up there when the people are searching. I do understand, you know, searches do dip down. We could see that in the analytics, but they don't stop completely. And you do provide so many different services that we should be able to keep you consistent with job opportunities. If you're just concrete only, then I get that, you know, it'll dip down a bit, but if we could still put you up there for like gutters and gutter cleaning, downspout cleaning, things like that, you know, that'll definitely help.
I want to do it, but I don't think I can afford it right now.
Oh, it's just a real pricing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I get that. I do understand. You know, like I said, we're human. We're not AI, so I totally understand like timing. But also on the flip side, you know, can we afford to not have those opportunities find you when it's already kind of sparse, you know? It would make a slow season even slower if, you know, your next door neighbor doesn't find you or they're being recommended to somebody further away. And obviously you wouldn't have signed up for HomeAdvisor by Angie's List if you really believe that you wouldn't be able to get anything at this time.
No, I agree.
Yeah. So there's definitely business. It's just a matter of showing up to them. And when the weather comes in, the online searches actually go up. The traffic is less overall in the amount of jobs that are being done, but the online portion of it goes up when the weather gets worse.
Right.
They resort to that as their means of finding things.
I guess I'll go for it.
Yeah, you'll love it. I'm telling you, if you could do anything with HomeAdvisor by Angie's, James, it's a lot better just to have your own listings and have people call you directly without that middleman in there nickel and diming you for each lead. And honestly, by the end of the year, you'll have a very definitive answer on what's going to be best for you long-term going into 2026 as well. You know, a lot of these guys hold on to these listings for more than a year. They're usually about 18 months to 3 years. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google for Concrete Innovations, Inc., you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for us and your customers to reach you. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. So 401-594-5400.
Correct.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Dean. D-E-A-N.
Okay. James Dean. No way.
That's right.
That's awesome. What a legend. What a legend. Yeah, that's great. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing. You get a receipt and a full outline of the agreement since I'm putting you on that platinum package for that discounted price of $299. Google advertising is a business expense, so you will be able to write this off at the beginning of the year as well. What's the email address that I could send the, everything to?
JD.
Mm-hmm.
Concrete.
401.
At gmail.com.
Okay. And Google's going to send you a letter in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are, and that's how they verify that you're a legitimate business. There's a five-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
691.
691.
Dry Bridge.
Dry Bridge.
Road.
Road? Okay, got it.
Yep.
02852.
Correct.
Okay, and you have the option, so you can either hide the address or leave it displayed.
No, hide it.
Hide it, okay. So it'll still have city, state, and zip on your listing if I hide it. It'll just hide the actual street address portion and then deactivate all turn-by-turn directions to your address.
That's fine.
Okay, all right. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
All hours.
So 24/7? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Open availability. Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
No card.
No card, okay. Okay, and then there's going to be a client interview. The client interview is a scheduled appointment where our representative will sit down with you and they'll interview you on the business. So they'll go over all the services that you provide and want to be found for. They'll also go over the area that you want to target. It's going to be customized and tailored to you. And then obviously we have to purchase the domain name for your site and then get a general idea on how you want the website to look. If you have a logo, we'll ask you to send in the logo. If you don't have a logo, we'll help you develop a logo. And then if you have any pictures, like before and after work of jobs that you've done in the past, we would also ask that you send those in. So I'm going to send an email address for you to send those in. That client interview call, it usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour just in case it goes over or you have any extra questions. What do you think would be the best time for us to sit down with you and do the client interview?
What are my options?
So today, we do have some slots available. Let me see here. Calmly. If you want to knock it out as soon as possible, which I would recommend, or at least before the weekend comes around, because it only takes us about 3 to 5 days to get your website up and running. So by this time next week, we could already have that going. So today, the latest I have is 5 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Yeah.
You want to do that? Okay.
Yeah.
So go 5 to 6. James Dean. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment via email. And then we're also going to send you a text message reminder prior to the appointment. So that way you don't forget. If anything pops up or changes where you can't make the appointment, just let us know when that text message reminder comes through. So that way we can reschedule.
Okay.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Debit.
Debit. Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Mine.
Okay. So it just says James Dean. It doesn't say Concrete Innovations, Inc.?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to add it. I'm going to add it to the invoice receipt, though, so that way you could still write it off later. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending the verification letter?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for you.
Man, to be honest with you, I don't know where my debit card is right now.
Okay.
That's not good.
That isn't good. That's a red flag. I don't know if you're married or have a lady, but
no.
I would add. I was going to say, check your pocket. Usually with my cards missing, it's always my wife. I go, like, what are you buying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you can take your time.
All right, ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
4031.
4031.
6303.
6303.
2836.
2836.
8880.
8880. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
629.
6 of 29, and then 3-digit code on the back.
813.
813. Okay, and then we will have a security question on your profile, just in case you get a call from one of our reps and you just want to verify their identity, or vice versa. If somebody calls in and maybe don't sound like yourself that day or something, we just want to verify your identity. So we have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll do city I was born in.
Okay, and where were you born, James?
Warwick, Rhode Island.
Warwick. Okay, one more time, Warwick, okay, got it, all right, and then there's a voice verification here. So I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. It's just a recording, it's about 60 seconds long, it's going to outline the agreement, and then I'm also going to send you a receipt, full outline of the agreement while we're on the line. I'll also send over your username and password for your tracking system. Okay. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, feel free to stop me.
Okay.
All right. You are on a recorded line here, James. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Concrete Innovations Incorporated.
Okay, and could you please state your full name and title within the company?
James Dean, company owner.
All right, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, James, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you currently have, right? And that's not a problem. If you want to continue with them, we're not telling you you have to cancel. But the reason they put that in there, James, is we want to make sure that you don't have any like duplicate listings. We don't want two websites or two Yelp listings, two Yellow Pages. We also don't want you paying for something that you already have, right? If you're going to add anything after today, you shouldn't need it, honestly. I tried to give you the best package, so that way we kind of like a one-stop shop for you and cover all your bases. But if you're not sure, just double-check, okay?
Okay.
All right. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I do recommend that you try it for 2 months since we're building everything from scratch for you here. But it is month to month, okay? So you're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 30th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. We've included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 30th day. Unless there are not 30 days in that month, like February, for example, it'll roll over to the first, and then it'll be reoccurring on the first of each month moving forward. And it'll stay at the same price. It'll be $299. Okay? Now, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you ever do decide to discontinue, please let us know before the next bill is due or before that 30th day of the month, so that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So the payment is processing. When it goes through, you're going to receive a text message with a link to what's called the subscription terms or the outline of the agreement. So it'll have everything in writing there for you. At the very bottom, you'll be asked to sign off on that and agree to it. So you verbally agreed here, but that's going to be the actual written form of it. And then, let's see here. There'll also be the username and password sent over to you as well. The app in the App Store on your mobile device is just Local Splash. It's just our business name. It's free to download. And then the username and password will give you access to log into it. That'll basically be like your centralized hub. It'll keep track of like all the leads and where they came from. So that way you have full transparency on what's coming from where and what we're bringing to the table for you each month.
Okay.
All right, James. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, you know, say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. Other than signing off on that agreement and maybe sending in the logo and photos if you have them, you're basically good to go until our client interview this afternoon. That's scheduled between 5 and 6 o'clock. Like I said, we'll send you a text message reminder prior, and then we'll basically walk you through that whole process. It's a pretty easy phone call.
How do I was just going to ask something. Oh. Which link is it to send it to?
Yeah, so there's an email address. If you go into the text messages, I know you've gotten a few of them from us, so there might be a lot of them in there right now. But it just says photos. Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah, we like it better than the text message form if it comes to the email, because then we don't have to worry about it getting pixelated. It'll automatically shift the photos to the JPEG format.
Now, will they know it's me?
Yeah, we already have your email on file and your phone number. So if you just even text it to that email, we'll know by the phone number, or if you email it to that email, we'll know by your email address. So we'll definitely know it's you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard. Like I said, thank you for signing up with our team here. We're looking forward to working with you. My direct number and our company line is attached to every text and email that you get from us. So if you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, we have me and a team. We have about 450 people that work here that are available to you around the clock.
Yeah, sweet. Thank you very much.
Yep. Looking forward to working with you. Good choice. I'm telling you, man, if you compare it to HomeAdvisor by Angie's List, just, you know, off the record, it's going to be a no-brainer. It's just a lot better to not have that middleman in there and go directly to the source. So,
I just signed up yesterday, so.
Yeah, and you're still within your right of rescission period, you know? So I know they have like a year contract, and I've ran into a lot of guys that year contract, once they get into it, they want like 40% cancellation, and they want to try to hold them accountable to pay like $400 or $500 a month throughout the whole year, even if they don't want the leads anymore. So, you know, might have saved you a lot of headache right there too.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Like I said, welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call. We're going to circle back with you at 5 o'clock to do your client interview.
All right. Sounds good, man. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you then.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.